Thanks, Greg. Yes, we've just caught up with Yannick Nézet-Séguin. Wow, this is a powerful program on so many levels.
You know, after so many times already, even myself, imagine the rest of the musicians playing Rachmaninoff's music, it still feels like a true privilege, not only because of the masterpiece this concerto is, but I repeat over and over again, but I think it's worth repeating how this orchestra plays Rachmaninoff like no other. And I just thought also that Hao Cheng's vision was very different from the vision of Daniil Trifonov, with whom we played this piece and recorded for Deutsche Grammophon recently, this concerto. And I love his vision, Hao Cheng, how it actually was more like a big poem, and a lot of unity, I feel, that he brought to the concerto. And we retained our sound, but I think we were able to go in the softer dynamics more than usual also within the concerto, and thanks to the conception of our soloist this week.
I mean, as if he's telling a story.
Absolutely. I mean, they all do, our great soloists that we welcome here at the orchestra, but the story now was maybe less in small chapters, more in a big one general big idea, which in a way is an interesting connection to the Alpine Symphony we're about to do.
Yes, well, it was wonderful. And the Alpine Symphony is such a big work. It has unusual orchestration, and there are an awful lot of instruments on stage and off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a way in admiration, but also I regret that maybe the anecdotic aspect of the instrumentation with Heckelphone, which is this low woodwind, and the thunder machine. We really got a huge thunder sheet hanging from the ceiling. We have a wind machine, and we have several horns and Wagner tubas and so on and so on and so on. And usually when we talk about Alpine Symphony, we stay at those details and we say, oh, it was sort of a megalomaniac creation from Strauss. And I happen to think maybe this is his most personal work, because I think that the journey Strauss is taking us on, which is the beginning of a day and then the ascent of the mountain and all the events going there and then the events going down, the descent of the mountain and then the night. So it's a full day. It's also a full up and down ride. It's actually all, this is for me a metaphor of life. It's just the cycle of life. It's from birth to really all the stages and the height of the powers and then the struggles and then eventually the sunset of life and death. So that's since, you know, a few years ago, I discovered for myself that this is really what speaks to me. I think it took an entire different dimension when I conduct it. And I hope this will come through when you will hear it.
That's great. We look forward to it. Thank you so much, Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
Thank you.